Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment of Halachos of Food Preparation on Shabbos. We've been discussing a number of issues, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, liquids, solids, Ein Bishlacher Bishol, Yesh Bishlacher Fiel. We've thrown around a lot of terms. I want to address one more point relating to these issues that we've sort of made references to in different ways, but I just want to address it head on, and that has to do with soup. So just imagine the following situation. You're serving your soup Friday night. You have your nice hot soup in a pot. Take the pot off of the burner, off of the blech, and you put it down on the counter. You take your ladle, you insert your ladle into the pot, and then you take the soup from the ladle, place it in a bowl, and bring the bowl out, and guest, host, whoever it is enjoying the soup. So I just want to ask you, what is the halachic status of the bowl in which the soup is being eaten? Is it a kli sheni, or is it a kli shlishi? There's two ways to look at this. One way is the pot is a kli rishon, the ladle is a kli sheni, the bowl is a kli shlishi. Oh, the bowl is a kli shlishi. That means that unless I'm serving like tea bags and putting it in my soup, there's nothing at the table that I have to worry about placing in my soup. Which means that if I like to dip my challah in my soup, in my piping hot soup, that would be fine. Even though the challah is baked, and when it comes to baked items, there is a concern of cooking after it was baked, but this is a kli shlishi, so it doesn't have the capacity to cook. One way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it. The ladle is being placed inside the soup. The soup is in a kli rishon, and now you've inserted the ladle into all of that. Perhaps the ladle has become converted, so to say, to the status of kli rishon. It's being submerged into that. And now you're taking it out, and immediately you're putting it into a bowl. So the whole idea of kli sheni is, well, it stands apart from the vessel in which the food was cooked, and so now you're really cooling things down. Well, this ladle was submerged within the vessel. Yes, ultimately I took it out, but maybe it's considered an extension of the pot, in which case the ladle becomes sort of kli rishon A, and then the bowl becomes kli sheni. And then there is grounds to be concerned that I shouldn't put my baked challah in my bowl of soup, at least as long as the soup is yad so lettuce bo. So this is the question when it comes to how we look at the bowl and the ladle. And you'll meet people who go either way. There seems to be a lot of reason to be lenient in this regard. The area in which it seems to make even more sense to be stringent, and it seems to be pretty much accepted that one should be stringent, is if the ladle was kept in the soup, in the pot, for an extended period of time. Imagine if you just kept, you served soup, and you just kept the ladle in the pot. And it's been sitting in the pot now for 10 minutes, and now someone wants seconds. And the soup is still very hot. At that point, you know, the ladle's been sitting in all of that. Just for a moment, it goes out of the pot to put it in the bowl. It's a little bit hard to call the ladle a kli sheni at this point in time. And most likely in that circumstance, the ladle is a kli rishon. But absent that, there definitely seems to be grounds to be lenient, though you certainly will find people that will be strict about this matter. Want to mention one more point. You know what? I've decided we're close enough to 5 minutes. We're going to hold here. Have a wonderful day.